97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Because, you know, all of us can be traced back to the original tribe, you know, based on body size and shape and all that. And so, went back, and in the original people, who are still there, no such heart disease.
Wow.
No such high blood pressure. Well, what happened? 400 years of slavery happened.
Yeah, interesting comments there by Kamala Harris. I mean, I don't know that that's something that comes up tonight. She was talking about high blood pressure and all of this stuff and blaming it, I guess, a prevalence of it on slavery and the effects of slavery over the years. I don't know. People are going to be watching this debate so closely tonight to see if she goes down a path like that or she kind of sticks to the issues. I'm guessing that the consultants have been working hard with her on that. And now we're kind of getting a first look at some of her policies. And Jeff Manasso from Fox News Radio has been looking at that website this morning. Jeff, how are you?
I'm good, my friend. They also didn't have chemicals in their food, so there's that.
That thought crossed my mind. They didn't eat any processed food either.
And that's going to be a huge issue, this debate with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. now entering the race, and that's his pledge, that's his platform to make us healthier again by the things we're eating and getting these chemicals that are banned in other countries out of our foods. But nonetheless, the policy page and pledge of Kamala Harris, the vice president and presidential nominee, is now out 50 days since President Biden exited the race. In much like the DNC, a lot of what critics are this morning are calling it platitudes without substance. We're seeing terms like building up the middle class, creating an opportunity economy where everyone has a chance, bringing together organized labor and workers and things like that, creating good paying jobs. We've heard that for 3.5 years. And so how are you going to do it? Again, like the DNC, I was there. I felt the joy. I felt the electricity. But then when you leave the venue, the United Center, and you walk in the streets of Chicago, you're punched in the face with reality that the economy is struggling and people are hurting. So how are you going to do it? And this is not a Republican or Democrat thing. This is an American thing. Even Democrats who may hate Donald Trump, they want to know exactly how their bank accounts are going to be full again, how their savings are going to be put back up to where they were, and how they can afford food for their kids. And so, but this website, it touts middle-class tax cuts, expanding child tax credits, $6,000, 28% tax rate on long-term capital gains, making rent more affordable, home ownership more attainable, $25,000 down payment for first-time home buyers, student loan forgiveness, more of that, taking on price gougers, which is the Democrats' excuse for the reason why everything costs so much. They want to bring prices down, so they're going after price gougers, lowering the cost of education and health care, and securing our border. But again, how are you going to do? How are you going to do that?
Yeah,
it's a policy. But
it is vague. You're right. I was looking at the one on green on tackling the climate crisis, and this is the last line. She and Governor Waltz will always fight for the freedom to breathe clean air, drink clean water, and live free from the pollution that fuels the climate crisis. I mean, it couldn't be. You couldn't come up with a more general statement. What does that mean? Is that the Green New Deal or not?
Look, if that's what you're into, it sounds really good.
Yeah.
But again, how you're going to do that without spending more money, which is the reason, one of the reasons why we're in the situation we're in this economy. But this was a policy pledge that really, like the DNC, focused largely on former President Donald Trump. Every section of Harris's proposals comes alongside with a summary of Trump's Project 2025 agenda, which was written by the Heritage Foundation. He's disavowed and says he had nothing to do with. Democrats say by Harris releasing his campaign agenda before the debate will taper criticisms, not only from Trump, but perhaps by the moderators tonight. So we'll see what. We'll see what happens. But I think a lot of people are going to be watching and listening.
Yes, they will, to see how Trump attacks some of these policies now that she's got them. Jeff Manasso, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mark.
Absolutely. Good to get him on.